in the beginning of the chapter 15, Jesus explains him as a himself as I'm sorry, I didn't quite keep up with him. This parable is the parable of the prodigal son. The situation was such that Jesus was publicans and sinners came to hear him. This kind of situation was the Pharisees and the that and said that G this one sits and eats with the sinners, speaking of Jesus. When we think of this home that these two boys had grown up in, certainly there has been spoken of the most valuable matter, very much of it. And we don't know at what point these brothers had taken a or departed or divorced for one of these brothers. The older went into self-righteousness. And as we heard, this younger brother went into the world is told of his life here, this younger brother, and how he lived a wild life. Jesus wanted for these Pharisees to tell them what kind of people he loves. Jesus, in many situations, proclaimed that he hates sin, but loves the sinner, loves sinners. That's why he many times was with sinners and spoke with them. And as it is told in this chapter, this younger brother left as an unbeliever with his inheritance into the world. Maybe he thought that he does not fit in this small, tight home and needs to escape somewhere. This, there in the world, this inheritance he got ended very quickly. as we heard. And in that part of the land, there came a great famine. Maybe that was awakened this brother onto those matters that he had experienced in his home earlier. He there was always forgiveness in the in his believing home, and always each one of we were blessed one another. The world was very cold. And when still there came a famine to this land that he was in. And it was in itself, in his own part, made him thought that I cannot be here. God has always had and will always have such ways to awaken his invited person. His own conscience became hurt, was hurt. He no longer was able to be in this foreign land. He got this kind of a feeling that he must return away. Is it not very familiar, dear journey friends, to us when our childhood faith is lost? Then God awakens and rebukes us in many ways. And in this way come that kind of a mind that we must find believing people. For living faith cannot be achieved by trying to achieve it, but we must find a child of God who could proclaim the forgiveness of sins unto us. This is what Jesus pictures here when this a boy goes back to his father's home. It certainly wasn't an easy journey. Isn't it so that the enemy of souls tempted him that nobody will accept you? Here it is even said of the famine, how this younger brother was distressed. Think of it that he would have eaten that food that pigs were fed. For what reason was he not even given that food? We understand that in this world there are many kinds of businessmen. Even in the spiritual, and maybe they saw that this one who had lived such a bad life, we do not accept him. Excuse me, and did not give him any kind of grace or mercy, not even the value of a human. And in this way, as it is told of here, he had to go to his father's home. I remember that on from my own part, when my childhood faith was lost, my conscience became to sing, and I knew where to find help from. I knew that I had to look for believers. And in this way came such a situation that these were found, these believers were found, came such dear friend, brothers who blessed my unbelief and sins forgiven. You cannot imagine how light of a feeling came a good feeling that I was even able to sleep at night. Is it not so that also this brother, that in my father's home, everything will be forgiven, even though I have so far fallen that I will not be thrown aside there? But he understood that I will be taken with grace and mercy. And how this father reacted when this boy returned. Certainly, this father had heard from somewhere what this boy had done. But he did not begin to think of those and through them judge his son. He said to his servants that we will arrange a large celebration. And so was done that a fattened calf was killed and a large feast was prepared. Maybe many friends and relatives were even invited. There was a great feast and celebration when the boy came back from the world. I could say that even If a prodigal son or a daughter returns with open hands, with an open bosom, you will be taken home. My brother and sister, what are in your mind in your evening prayers? Is it not such matters that are showing our life? What are these matters? Believing matters are personal. Nobody can be forced to believe in this world. God awakens such a person who is in unbelief to see one's situation. And when he awakens, then happens as happened to this prodigal son. He returns to his father's home. He will not be sermoned of his journey in the world, but he will be sermoned the forgiveness of sins, of all his sins. And so also to this prodigal son was sermoned everything forgiven, all sins forgiven. And they put on him a robe of righteousness. He was forgiven of all his sins. There comes another picture in this story. For this brother who was in the field, he hears this feast and celebration. He asks his servants what is happening. The servant tells that your younger brother has come home, and your father has said, that the fattened calf will be killed and a feast will be arranged. Can you guess how he reacts to this situation? He becomes angry with his father. He brings forth his thoughts that he has slaved in his father's fields for years. And says that he hasn't got even a small goat to celebrate with his friends. This greed or envy and self-righteousness was visible in this older brother. This older brother wanted to bring these fruits forth that he had done in the house of his father. And Jesus tells this parable to these Pharisees and scribes for that very reason, that nobody would with their own worth become blessed. This very same matter is true today, that with our own works we do not go forward on this heavenly road. Except, but in when we can be born in the kingdom of God through the gospel of forgiveness of sins, we want to journey in this kingdom as long as God wants us to endeavor. For here there is the gospel that cares for us. That's why it is very important for us that we would be preserved as a citizen of this kingdom. I would want to you, dear journey friends, who have left this kingdom, for a reason or another, I would like to say to you such greetings. That return to your father's home, the elders said, if the enemy of souls has so burdened you that this kingdom of God has become heavy to you, then here, listen, dear, for this is the forgiveness, the kingdom of forgiveness of sins. Here is forgiven, here sins are forgiven, and we get onto the road of peace. To me, many times, these dear journey friends, part of them who are relatives, I don't know such, I don't know if you have had such a feeling, but I have got this kind of a feeling that I have said my farewells to them. I pray on behalf of you that you would get the grace of repentance and the grace of returning. Certainly, you older mother and father have. said to yourself that I have been such a poor upbringer that my children have gone to the world. Listen, it is not your fault. We can, through prayer, pray to the God, pray to our God, and He has promised to listen to our prayers. For this reason, even now, we trust in the care and guidance of the Heavenly Father. Our Father hears our prayers, for even though all of our desires do not become, I came to your midst very tempted, even amongst around these matters. Can I believe all my sins forgiven? I want to journey with this group. If there is someone here close in the tent or farther away, maybe even around the radio or internet, are thinking of these issues and matters. I, as a weak servant of the word, proclaim the forgiveness of sins to you. The preacher is preaching the forgiveness of sins to the service guests in the tent. We pray our Heavenly Father would guide the lost sheep home. We do not have power to do this, but the Heavenly Father has. In this way, we will be left in the care of God's blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.